Broadcasting live from the San Diego Marriott Marquis and Marina, it's CEO Exclusive. Now here's your hosts, Mark Borelli and Soini Koch.
All right, good morning. Welcome to CEO Exclusive, broadcasting live from the Vistage Executive Summit in San Diego. And in today's segment, or this segment, we have Kevin Gelfand from ShakeSmart. Kevin, it's great to have you.
It's great to be here.
Mark, you want to go ahead and ask that first question?
Yeah, Kevin, the question we've been asking everybody is, what is it that you think other CEOs need to know about your industry and your business today as you look at your business?
What to know? I think the most important thing is that it's really important you focus on trends and not fads, and especially the food industry, because, you know, fads may be good for the short term, but trends are really what are going to be the long-lasting longevity of your company.
I think that's great, but let me ask you, how do you distinguish between the two? Because a lot of people don't seem to know.
Gut instinct, no. I think being truly authentic in what you're trying to offer is really important in today's society, because consumers are so much smarter and ask a lot more questions than they used to. And technology is so much more advanced now that if you're trying to just promote something through marketing fluff or branding, people will see right through that. And that's what will turn something that you believed was a trend into more of something that's a fad.
Okay. Good.
So authenticity is a big word, right? Authenticity is a big word. And one of the things that I think is important to explore as a CEO is, like, how do you take these big concepts and actually have them show up in real life in your business? So how are you being authentic in real life with your business and with your people?
I think really just asking yourself, if you're launching a menu item or a new product development, you know, thinking it fully through and saying, you know, can I back up what I'm saying? You know, instead of just saying the words healthy, can I have the nutritional facts that will, you know, back that up? And especially in the food industry, the government now forces you to put your nutrition facts on your menu and things like that. So, you know, using the word healthy, you have to be authentic and you have to actually be able to show proof of why it is healthy.
And so what is healthy to you? And like, when you say that, I'm assuming that ShakeSmart is healthy. You know,
yes.
Why is ShakeSmart authentically healthy?
The idea of ShakeSmart was to create a better-for-you blended drink. Traditional blended drinks out there have a lot of sugar and carbohydrates. And so the idea of ShakeSmart was to incorporate protein, because protein is the most beneficial nutrient. It's what will really create a meal replacement. And so the idea was to really incorporate protein and fiber into our products rather than juices, which just kind of have sugar and carbs in it, and to use real fruits, real vegetables, macronutrients, none of these artificial sweeteners. I think one that was a fad just recently was frozen yogurt. And there was this idea that frozen yogurt was this healthy alternative to ice cream.
I remember when frozen yogurt was everywhere. That's
yeah.
Right.
I mean, everyone's like, wow, this tastes just like ice cream, but it's good for you. And, you know, it's low in sugar. But I think what people realize is maybe it is low in sugar, but it's filled with artificial sugars. And then there were reports that came out saying that artificial sugars are actually worse for you than regular sugars. And so that is kind of an example of what I think is a fad.
Okay. So, you know, I was reading a bit. You started this business quite early on. What gave you the idea and what led you into it?
So I was a student at San Diego State University. I was a junior, and we're living this on-the-go lifestyle as college students, and it's very difficult to find something healthy on the go. And so the idea for ShakeSmart was to create this product that was healthy, convenient, tastes good, and was affordable. You know, not that fully organic product where you can't afford it because it's $12, but that a college student could afford it on a day-to-day basis and can live that healthier lifestyle.
Well, thinking back to my college days and the sludge that came out of vending machines in those days, this is definitely an improvement. I can see the attraction.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you've been experiencing some growth, right?
Yes. We started the company a little over 5 years ago at San Diego State University. Since then, we've opened a total of 9 stores. We're opening our first out-of-state location at the University of Texas at Austin in August. And we should be opening at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo in December as well.
Yeah, and the CEOs who are listening in and here at the Executive Summit certainly are interested in fast, that kind of fast growth. So tell us, like, what are some of the things that you think contributed to you being able to grow that quickly and successfully?
I think really focusing on a specific market and kind of putting your head down and running as fast as possible is really important. You know, we tested a lot of markets when we first opened. We tested, you know, college campuses, which is our primary market now, malls, traditional gyms, military bases. And once we realized college campuses were our focus, that's where we put all of our energy and our effort into. And it's really important that you're always filling the pipeline because, you know, opportunities sometimes will fade away. And so it's really important that you always have that funnel, you know, coming through so that the next opportunity is kind of that next man up.
And what have been some of the challenges with this dynamic growth that you're facing?
I think we're really focusing on A-plus locations. We're trying to be very strategic about where we open next so that, you know, we add a lot of value to the brand. And college campuses are our focus, and they're very difficult to get on college campuses. You know, it's kind of like us as consumers, we get a cold call from somebody and we hang up right away. Could be something great, but we don't realize it because we kind of shut off, you know, our minds right away. And so I think college campuses kind of do that same thing with us. They get so many opportunities and requests that they kind of turn it off right away. And so you have to kind of keep working at it.
Well, the theme of today's event at Vistage is bold leadership. So I know with this kind of growth, you must be dealing with people and stuff. What's your thought or your approach to leadership?
I think really having a team, a really good book I read was Good to Great, and it's about getting the right people on the bus who can kind of move in any direction. And so our team is very young and ambitious, and our values have always been we'll take someone who's determined to succeed and put the work in versus someone who has experience, and we'll teach them how to do things. And so that's kind of been our culture for our team. And, you know, we have to invest a lot more time and training into them, but they're the right people that are on the bus, and they're going to turn whichever direction we want to go.
Yeah, so, you know, you said team, and that's another kind of really big word, right? And investing in them. So when you're thinking about investing in your team, what do you actually do with them that has them know that you care?
One of our core values is to promote entrepreneurial initiatives. And so we meet once a week, and we give them the opportunity to kind of come up with new ideas. And I'd say half of our business was ideas from our current staff. And so we really do have an open approach to any new menu launches or new marketing campaigns. And our general managers, we allow them to kind of be the owners of their store. You know, we'll supply the funds for whatever they want to do, and we'll be kind of a sounding board for them, but they're running their own little business, and we're just here to aid them. And so I think empowering staff and empowering your team is really important.
So again, you know, with a few stores, you talked about new menu items. Do you still have to do a lot of testing, or do you just let people try, a few general managers try what they want and see how it goes before you roll it out? Or?
Yeah, I mean, we ask a lot of questions before we launch a new menu item. For example, one of our most recent menu items we launched was cold brew coffee as like a natural pre-workout. Before we launch anything, we kind of look at the market and see how popular items are coming. And cold brew, as I'm sure you guys know, is becoming more and more popular. We do a lot of taste testing. We make sure the nutritional facts are sound. We make sure it aligns with our vision. And that's kind of the steps to kind of launching a new menu item for us. And, you know, we've had some failures, too. We've had things that didn't work out, and you got to kind of, you know, move past them, learn from them, and move on to the next thing.
Well, I think if you hadn't had failures, nobody would believe your story. Yeah. It's learning from them, as you said, which is the key.
Yeah.
And then you said you give your GMs quite a lot of latitude to promote what they want to promote within their market. So you just look at some overall metrics and let them drive everything else, kind of? Is that how you're doing it?
Yeah, so we have, you know, a bonus program that's incentivized by, you know, how they're treating our customers, how they're treating our staff, and then, of course, financials and profit. And those are kind of the core things we look at on a month-to-month basis. But as long as they're kind of sticking with our core values and giving excellent customer service, that's really at the forefront of what we focus on.
I was going to go back. You said you were studying entrepreneurship at the University of San Diego. Oh, and one of the questions I would have for you is studying entrepreneurship and then becoming an entrepreneur. How much carried over? Because I always think it's an interesting course concept, but I think life is so different.
I definitely learned a lot more getting real life experience in the business. And I was actually in school for a year and a half when I started Shake Smart, and these terms and these things, you know, what's accounting, what's a debit and a credit, I had no idea what that was as a student. But then, you know, once you actually get involved in it and start doing it, you learn so much more. So I'd say more than just the textbooks, I think the networking and the people you surround yourself with in college and in school is the valuable assets that will carry with you.
Mm-hmm. So I think the last question for you today, Kevin, is just what are you looking forward to as you open your first out-of-state location? And what do you think of what's going to happen in the future for Shake Smart?
I'm very excited about this location. I think that University of Texas at Austin specifically is a huge kind of brand establisher as we continue to grow. So it's really important to us that this is a very successful location. So we're putting a lot of energy into the success of this and every other one, of course. And for the future of Shake Smart, our goal is to be on every major college campus across the country, providing that healthy, affordable food option.
Great. Well, thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
Yeah, thank you for having
me. Thank you,
Ben. This show is brought to you by Annona Enterprises, where strategy is your access to money and performance. Learn more at annonaenterprises.com.